A historic site in southern Arizona known as the White Dove of the Desert is included in a new book of 50 Great American Places. Mission San Javier, south of Tucson, gets the distinction in a new book by Brent Glass. He's director emeritus of the Smithsonian's National Museum of American History and author of the book 50 Great American Places, Essential Historic Sites Across the U.S. He'll be at the Heard Museum in Phoenix tonight to talk about it. I caught up with Glass earlier and asked him what criteria he used to determine what makes a great American place.
I wrote the book because I wanted to encourage history literacy, historical literacy, and also to encourage people to visit historic places and to preserve these places. And I chose the sites in my book, not necessarily one per state, but I wanted to achieve geographic diversity, so every region of the country is represented. Every period of history from prehistory to the present is represented. And then also I wanted to include major themes of American history. So I chose five themes that represent American history in my mind and help us understand American history. And the five themes are freedom, war, innovation, diversity, and landscape.
So tell me about the site in Arizona you selected, Mission San Javier, south of Tucson.
Yes.
What to you makes that one of the great American places that people should visit?
Well, it addresses a number of important issues, in my opinion. First of all, the architecture is magnificent. Not only the exterior, but the interior and how well preserved the interior of the mission is quite remarkable and makes it one of the great landmarks of that period and of that time. And I think the story that it represents, the story of the Spanish settlement in what we now call the Southwest, the legacy of Father Kino, who began in the late 17th century and continued to establish missions until his death in the early 18th century, and then the Jesuit contributions that he represents, and then the whole relationship between the Spanish and the Native Americans of that region. And then I think the efforts to preserve the mission in the last more than a century, ever since the late 19th century, it's been one of the great preservation projects. So on a number of levels, I think this mission qualifies as a great American place.
I wonder if part of the byproduct of this book is to get people maybe talking and debating a little bit about some of those that you chose to include on this list of 50 great American places, maybe some that you left off. Is there sort of a hope that this will spur discussion about what really are in different people's minds the places that everybody should see?
Absolutely. I this is not a definitive list. It's 50 great American places, not the 50 greatest American places. And I think it's a great point that I hope people will question my selections and challenge my decision and then come up with their own list. Because American history is very rich and diverse, even though we are a relatively young country. I did include two pre-colonial sites. But I think that we have so many different ways of telling the story of American history. But most important, I hope people are curious to know more. Each essay that I in the book is only 1,000 words, and it's not the last word on each one of these sites. And I think that in a democracy, we have to have people who know our history.
Do you think that Americans know enough and understand enough about our own history?
I don't. I think the statistics are very discouraging to see how little people know about our history and how superficial that knowledge is. And I'm not sure exactly the best way to change that. But if you look at any of the statistics about even the teaching of history in secondary schools and in colleges and universities, the emphasis is much more now on STEM education, science, technology, engineering and mathematics, and there's nothing wrong with that. But to me, to be a well-grounded individual and to understand the story behind the newspaper headlines or the radio broadcasts and the news you hear on the radio or see on TV, you have to have some understanding of the historical context for each one of these stories.
Well, do you think a book like this might maybe be sort of an alternative way to
help change that, as opposed to, you know, people sitting in a classroom or, you know, watching a video online? They can read this book and maybe even visit some of the sites and try to mitigate some of those problems?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. I've actually had people tell me that this is clearly an introduction to American history, but it's a way to for people to go out with their friends or their family or their classmates and actually see and experience these historic places and perhaps get more curious and read more and visit other historic places and come up with their own lists. But the main purpose is to engage people in the understanding of what we, the discipline of history, and why we consider places worthy of further study and worthy of preservation. And I think Mission St. Javier is a great example that I hope would stimulate people to want to know more about the Spanish presence in America. I don't think that's a story that's well understood. I include in my book the Alamo, the Palace of the Governors, the Mission San Javier, and also the Presidio in San Francisco. Four out of the 50 are directly related to the story of the Spanish settlement in the Southwest.
Brent Glass is Director Emeritus of the Smithsonian's National Museum of American History. He's also author of the book, 50 Great American Places, Essential Historic Sites Across the U.S. He'll be in Phoenix tonight at the Heard Museum to talk about the book and Mission San Javier's inclusion in it.